So we left off discussing the halachas of tzitza by tefillin, sharoi shayad. There's a discussion in the Pesukim, the Cheshav HaEifer, Rav Hanan Padva, has a tshuva about wearing a watch, putting the ritzus over the watch. Shabin Rav Osa and David Meisharim also discuss. So he's writing back to Rav Hanan Padva. They both have arichas on the studen, lehachmatzam, lehakok. And Rav Hanan brings a chesam sefer. Chesam sefer is discussing whether a ring is a chetzitza. So he says, why women rings a chetzitza? Because the Mishnah Mikvai says, because they take it off b'shas lisha. Since there's a time when they're makbet to remove it, which is b'shas lisha, because it gets in the way, therefore it's considered a son which is a makbet on his chetzitza. He says, men also are makbet b'shas netilas lulav and tefillin to remove it. And therefore, so he quotes this chesam sefer, but then he goes back and forth. If it's a leather band, maybe we'll say he may be mina chaytitz, and different tzaddim about whether it is a chetzitz or not. Could be the raya of the chesam sefer is not a complete raya, because we do find that the krichos around the fingers are more chomer than the krichos and the zayin krichos around the arm. Halach is, we're talking about a minimum of ritzuos, it says enough to wrap it around to keep the bias on, and then to do the gimel krichas around the finger. Which, if one needs to, they could skip the zayin krichas, but they should do the krichas around the finger. And that's why we mentioned last week, there are those that are makbet to what we do is the zayin krichas, then we put on shal rosh. Some people makbet to do the krichas around the fingers also, because there may be an ikker more than the krichas around the arm. Agapanim, so it may not be a complete right, because the makbet to take the ring off because of the krichas around the finger, as opposed to the krichas around the arm.
This child is only on the zayin krichas. What happens to zayin krichas if you want, like, when you put it over to the hand? Meaning,
it's part of the tzuos, yeah. It's one that's done and that may be more makel, because the. But again, like I said, there's a back and forth about it. I don't remember. I have written here Bar Moshe. I thought it was the Abi Oimer, the Rabbi Yosef. But someone says that they were speaking to the Shmina Rav. They went to visit him. And they were speaking to him about this, and it came out that he thought you wore the watch up here on your arm itself, and that's why he was saying it's a chetzitza, but not on the lower part, but I don't remember who it was, but someone said it. Rabbanim. So therefore there are those that are makbid to take the watch off, put on the other hand, but one who is not makbid has makim to be makel. It could be bechlal, the chetzitza by tefillin is not telling the same chetzitza by other places, and therefore the chesam sefer is different to me, but okay. Someone has a toupee. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. We're in the Mishmeru is machmer. Mishmeru talks about it. Mishmeru is machmer. That it's a chatzitza. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. He talks about someone who they implanted the hair to grow from the head. He says ani lo shemati sheshachdom kaze that you could do it. But he says, if there is such a thing, then of course be a mutter. It's growing from the head. However, before it starts to grow, just stick the hair to the guf. Since that's where it's going to remain forever. So if it's not chatzitz. However, Vim will pay a nachris, but if it's like a toupee, that sheyochala sibachalei shereitz, you can take it off whenever you want. So even though it's on the head for linoi, you want it to be there for beauty. Shuboish meligalas roish basic kinesis, because he's embarrassed to uncover his head in the shul. Yaniach es shal roish b'loy bracha. He says you should put the shal roish on without a bracha. Sheyovah the basic yigalas roish yaniach tefillin b'bracha. I'm not clear whether he means dafka in this seder, that you should first put it on in shul and without a bracha, and then go home and put on with a bracha, or it makes no difference. The other way also makes sense. Put it on in the house with a bracha, and then in shul without a bracha. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a case of Adam Shu Adol Nezilos, a person who's close to, it's easy for him to get a cold. And the Taz explains, we're talking about over here someone who has a machoiv, a mechosh b'roshay. He has a weakness in his head that when he uncovers his head, the cold damages him and causes him to get a very bad cold. Natifas mayim derachoytim. Gets a cold, his head has to be covered. So the Shulchan Aruch says, v'imistark la'nich tfilo shoroysha b'sar le'yanichim kal. If we're going to tell him that he has to put it on his basa, on his head itself, he's not going to do it. So then, for this person, you can be matan to put the tefillah shorosh on a koiva dak hasamach l'rosh. And then cover it, then he should... Koiva dak hasamach l'rosh, v'yichasem ipnei aroit. And then cover it because of the people that will see it. Hagah, Amanichem ederech zeh, the Rama says, and if you put it on this way, lo yivarech hashal roish, rak yivarech hashal yad lahaniach. Only make a bracha on the shal yad and not the shal roish. Okay, now, the makar to this halach is a Gemara Megillah, Chavdal and Beis, over there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rama said Rak Yivarech Hashal Yad Lahaniach. So brings up Ayin Bebach by the Stamin Mashmid Rehend and Nochel Lizar Shalkoparim B'Shas Krishma V'Tfila Yir Belicha Tzitzikla. At least B'Shas Krishma and Tfila you should try to put on without a Recha Tzitzirol, without this Koiva, without this separation. The Bach held that it's mamsha chatzitza and you're not doing anything. Therefore, at least b'shas krishma tefila you should wear without chatzitza. Tila dov gives a eight to make a kova of R. So then you'll have min b'mina. Hakobanim, what's all this negeya to? This negeya to someone who has a cast or a bandage, any bandage on his arm or on his head in the place of the tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah says on this halacha, "Yesh the maka biyad. If he has a maka on his hand, b'makim hanochas haktzitza, where we put the bias, v'amakim is pashetes b'chol kibaris." Right, like we learned that the betzem, even though chatzchidu put on the bottom, but you could always put on the top also. But he has a maka that's spread out over the entire area of the makam of tefillin on the shalyan. Mutal elanich ala ritzia. Like the Mechab said, if there's no other choice, then you can put it on top of the bandage. However, v'lo yivarech, but don't make a bracha. Why? Because since das roiv ha'paiskim dechatzitza paiselas, therefore you should not make a bracha, and instead you'll make on the shal roish two brachas on the shal roish. Ach yubesh ha'tfilin shal yad memala beged acher kedei lechaseis in the ksiv ahu v'yilecholois. You should cover it. Okay. Then he says as follows. He says, V'davka ritziya. This halacha that was saying that you could put it on is davka on a bandage. Aval aniach tefillin achalukai yesh ha'im da osa afil v'yesh te'maka. Afil im yublash ala beged acha. But even if he has a maka over there, to put it on top of a chaluk, a shirt, is osa. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is Maduik Nalit, and the Shulchan Aruch speaks on first Allah Beged. Ba'al Kabanim, so the Mishmur quotes the Chai Adam, which the Chai Adam says, Dafkan Ritziya, they were Matim and Anan Achalok. So this is where the raid comes, that someone who has a cast, what to do? If the cast is lower than the elbows, and then push, you put the tefillin on and just wrap it around, that's fine. With the bracha, right, with the bracha. But over here, it seems to be that the cast will be considered a chatzitza, and therefore he would not be able to make a bracha.
Is davka by the makor imanava?
As opposed to,
so that's where you would not make a bracha.
Right. Okay. Fine. Kim Yitzchem, tomorrow we'll continue with Siv Zayin.
What are we doing on band-aids?
What?
I don't know. It's all over band-aids. Mm-hmm.